But it wasn't anything we worked on. It was just
Do you think that would be, that level of detail would be of interest to people?
I think for PLWHIV it might be, or something, but not the counseling.
Okay.
I might be prepared for a little pushback. There's a few council members, or a couple council members, who are still have some skepticism at this point around even
about,
the initial.
About PrEP, sure.
And I think expanding it with less potential oversight is going to be a thing that people might.
Yeah. Oh, so no, I think you're right. And there is, I mean, there is some concern. The side effect profile is low, meaning there's not a lot of it, but there will be, if it's massively done, there will, you know, Truvada is fairly well tolerated, but there are some people with side effects. Plus, as you guys know, there's a lawsuit with Gilead, so that those two things will surface.
We should probably address that.
Yeah.
Has that been discussed at the council yet?
No.
Okay, so I think, Bill, we should just
add that in. Okay.
Note that, and we're developing a like a fact sheet for providers and clinical and CBO providers that we could send out about that, so you can talk to people when they bring that up to you.
It's Senate Bill 159. Allows pharmacists to furnish 30-day supply without a prescription for PEP and PrEP.
Thank you, legislator. Can you send that to someone?
I sure can. There's a fact sheet that comes with this, too.
Excellent.
So,
local. You want to go, or you want me to keep going?
No, you can.
Okay. Just because there's so much energy that has gone into the Planning Council in terms of really wanting to address the health disparities and the homeless and marginally housed, I thought we'd just talk locally, just what the current state of the legislative ask is locally. I don't pretend to be anywhere near an expert. I might look out in the audience for additional stuff, but we'll track down just some basic stuff to say where the current legislation is.
Bill, we unintentionally skipped over universal coverage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, only... again, so going back to the national level, as you, those of you who listened in to the presidential debates, you know, at least a couple of folks and more have surfaced this idea of... They're actually two separate ideas, universal coverage and the elimination of private insurance. So I don't think we're necessarily close to that as a nation ready for it, but some... Again, we could take it out, but it does seem to me we're that to go through, and it does. It's going to be an idea that's probably vetted, and my guess is the Democrats will come up with some other approach to what's been labeled Obamacare or Medicaid expansion. We thought that mentioned that as well. Do you want me to keep going? You want to?
Yeah, I'll do the overdose prevention side.
Okay, excellent. So. You know, the sanctuary, sites, there's kind of an update. There was a new, you know, with the new legislation stuff going on, there's been a slightly different approach to how the city and council is handling it and messaging just what our, you know, there's a response if ICE shows up. So we continue to update that messaging. So I thought, you know, I think we've talked about it for a while, but it is an important issue for, you know, a segment of our population. So that's why that's there.
What is our updated messaging around?
So if someone comes on site, the updated messaging is there's kind of a key thing, identifies themselves as an ICE official. We basically tell them we can't escort them into non-public areas or private parts of the clinic. And so we leave them in the waiting room. We can't control what they do in the waiting room. But we don't give them access to our medical records. And then we also ask them to produce an affidavit.
So, going into overdose prevention sites, I do have to leave in a little bit of time. So, just briefly, we'll talk about what's going on with overdose prevention sites right now. I think everyone here knows that the state legislation, was extended to a 2-year bill, so it won't be heard until next year. So, there's that delay. In the meantime, you know, just the health department's work on. Learning, we went to Vancouver, learned a lot, and you know, are prepared for when the change comes. I think that's primarily what we would say there.
Do we have any explanation for that, or is it
for the 2-year thing? I've heard some interesting things.
committees. When usually only goes to one committee, and the fellow they were trying to kill the bill, but that doesn't make sense. Just blow it through those thinking of election here, and, you know, people call it election. You know, let's get this on the back burner for now.
But maybe we'll have a Democratic president.
Or at least a candidate. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's be positive. President.
Yeah.
Fear is Department of Justice.
These are all like
maybe
possibilities
that haven't been really.
Yeah.
But Reed was suspiciously quiet about it too. She said nothing.
But in the meantime, so what's the implication in the meantime for everything's just on hold now in the city until?
Yeah.
Like an active step.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of night goes and then.
Yeah, I think the city's done as much as we can at this point. So I think we'll answer your question. We don't really know, but here's some theories for why it was pushed to 2 years. And Laura will be there, so she can weigh in there. And then upcoming solicitations, I already spoke about the HAPs and the integration. That'll be released in this part of the fiscal year. There's not a specific date yet. Do you
want to
talk about the
COE? Yeah, as you guys know, it's about a third of the services, and it was going to go out to bid in the fall, and there'll be a series of processes for provider and expert and probably some consumer input as to what's working, what's not working, what could work better. And I realize you probably do have to go. You know what we dropped off is the biomedical intervention, so maybe I'll add them back in. So we could do this as well. Amongst the things that we had looked at was kind of long-acting injectables for treatment and how that might impact the model of care. And then the shifting kind of measures of health outcomes, particularly the health, you know, the frequency of medical visits were durably suppressed, as well as potentially intermittent PrEP models. So those, we hid those from you. No, those, I forgot to cut and paste them over here. So we could also touch on those as well.
Are there other things, I'd love to hear if there's other things that you would like us to touch on that we haven't included in this outline?
What was it? What the next bill under the HCV? Is this the money that
this is a RFP that's coming out of check the HAPs, the health access points, and the STD HIV. We've spoken about it at HCPC.
Is this for you guys or for
the CBOs? Like it's, it will come out of DPH.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of information.
Yeah. And again, you're not going to hurt our feelings if you want other things in or more things in or less things in. Just let us know.
Is it going to be PowerPoint?
Yes.
Yeah. And it'll be pretty.
will you be able to bring this to the steering committee to this slot? To see this, at least print out of the slides.
When's
we
that?
We've seen it before. That'd be helpful.
When is that?
Yeah, when is
steering is
next Thursday.
It's the 18th.
The 18th.
So, yeah.
Well, we could try.
Is the COE, this is replacing the one that shut down last year. Yeah? The funding that you're talking about?
No.
I'm not
sure what.
It's for all the COEs.
Right. Oh, it's doing RFP for all COEs. Not just the Native American that closed last year.
Oh, that was what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry if I
No, I heard the family ship cruise or something. I just didn't know what you said. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Clearly, I've not been.
No, I need to clean the wax out. I'm getting older.
Okay.
Would that we'd be pushing it too much to see slides by the 18th?
We'll try.
Or just
you know,
another
what,
outline.
You know, it's
outline.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely revised outline for sure. That.
Yeah.
We can try to do it. We
could try. Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you know a couple of for just. My concern is that I won't be boned up on some of these issues as I want to be the answer.
We would like to bring slides.
do you folks know anything about how that, you know, there was some money from Newsom, so that he was going to give $5 million or something to STIs and FC, and like how it's going to get, is it coming through California Department of Health?
I heard some rumor about hepatitis C funding coming, but I haven't heard anything specific about it. Yeah.
We'll add that in as, but if there's something that.
Yeah.
But if it comes, it would come through CDPH.
CDPH.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $5 million.
$5 million for the whole state. Yeah, so we should look into that bill, see if we can get some more information about it. Katie's gone on vacation this week, but she'll be back next.
But that was for STIs, right? Not HCV, right?
I think it was for both.
Oh, STIs and HCV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just heard a little bit of something about hepatitis C. Anything?
Any other questions?
Thank you for ending right.
You need to go.
Okay.
To go.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all your input.
So is this the impact of the brilliance of this, or the, just being a small group? The lack of, like...
No, I like the fact...
You like
I like the fact that there's so much going on. That, I don't think it's always better in my life to cancel how well we're doing. In terms of being ahead of the curve on a lot of things and actually being able to forecast some national stuff. I mean, it's good.
Well, if there's stuff after you think about it more, you can email Tracy and I. Other things or take stuff out.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Now you're up.
Well, that's a hard act to follow.
Can I stay and support you? Who are you presenting on?
It's up to you entirely.
I will stay. I will definitely stay. Let me go get the agenda.
Do you want to do presentation calendar just in case somebody shows up? Give them just a few more minutes, just because otherwise we're not going to have quorum and we're not going to actually be able to move that motion forward.
Can we just, we can put a recommendation.
You can do a recommendation and steering can
make it
firm
it.
That's however you want to do.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the presentation calendar. Was there any changes?
Sorry. That's
all right. Sorry.
I'm actually facilitating July. Really? Wow. I don't know, we both got confused, but we both felt that I was doing July, so I think Linda's completely out of the headspace of thinking she's facilitating, so don't ask me why.
So the yellow is like saying that we can get the state update date, but not the federal, right?
No, I think that what it's saying is that Ernest is going to provide us with a thing that we can read.
Okay.
So we'll get an update. It just won't be in person. It'll. I assume that Mark or maybe one of the co-chairs will.
Or could Courtney just do it as part of hers?
Or Courtney can just add it to hers if she feels comfortable with that, I assume.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Because Lee will also be there. There needs to be some sort of supplement from the audience.
Sure. That is.
I don't see any
other
changes. Because we're getting into the money time now, so it's pretty well set. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else is going to show.
I don't think so either. I was just holding.
Yeah,
holding out hope that that. Wayne would come storming in the door and
go ahead, Kevin.
Make it happen.
Okay, so you have a copy of the carry forward information. It looks like this year we have $239,976 unexpended for 18-19. I believe I just did the math, if I did it correctly. It's $58,944 less than last year. And this, of course, has to be approved by HRSA. This is considered one time only, so we're somewhat constricted in what kinds of things need to be funded. It should be short-term expansion of current services, one-time purchases, or short-term pilot projects, which we have done. I believe that Beth here compiled last year's, 17-18 unexpended dollars, and how that was dispersed.
There's 16-17
also. I think I have the last several years.
So under the medication lockers, what's an example of those?
So we went on a field trip to a provider that has done this. I believe there are at least one other that did. It seems to be for a narrow slice of clients that perhaps are homeless but need a permanent place to store medications.
I get that, but I mean, physically, how do they work?
They're not very big.
They can be somewhat larger. Apparently, there are endless varieties of lockers, and we're not real sure of the fund, how much it would cost just yet. But we suspect somewhat less, maybe than $50,000, which is what we've got initially.
But if that actually works, especially among homeless,
so it came from you all.
Yes,
and getting to zero had a.
They've gone to Sixth Street.
So, like, folks are getting Hep C treatment, for instance, and they're homeless. That makes it, you know, you're talking about 8 weeks or 12 weeks treatment. So, it just really improves that they're coming in for syringes and then they take their meds.
So it's not like that.
It's not directly observed therapy, but you do escort the person to the locker just to make sure that it's only medications.
So, it would be inside the facility?
It'd be inside, probably.
We were thinking about
maybe some navigation centers or shelters where we have similar.
Thing with the
for Hep C and people who inject, having them at the site makes complete sense because people are regularly coming for syringes. So, I mean, it will also work in NAF centers, lots of injectors in NAF centers. So, you know, I think the problem is just going to be staff. You know, like, do you have just 20? Is it going to be like 8 hours a day you can come in and grab your locker, or are you have restricted windows? Because you can't have somebody popping in guns and knives and shit, so you got to have like this.
Because when 60 were saying they were doing it, I was like, cool, because
I want to see I want somebody else to even pilot that, you know, because I can imagine what kind of things my clients want to put in there for
Yeah. And then they come back and they're like,
you know, dope sick, and they're dope sick, and they're like, I need to get that, and they just jimmy it.
The guy put his syringe, and he
dropped his dope in her giant, you know, 24-hour. And he's like, he's fucking got a crowbar and he's like freaking it to get his bag of dope. And his dope's in like 1,000 syringes, you know, and he's like breaking through it. I'm like, oh my God.
There are a couple of important things.
Yeah.
Actually, one is we need to find providers that are willing to do this.
Yeah. Right.
Secondly, we need, if we're going to do it, like you would do a pilot study where you track viral loads and all of the data, you would need ARIES data input.
Right.
And ride eligibility.
Right. So
kind of
like people would be kind of enrolled in the program, and you would get all that, and you'd get those deets, and then we track them.
I do think you raise an excellent question, stuff that we've kind of noodled. So we did run it up the flagpole to HRSA as a treatment adherence thing. They said yes.
Wow.
There's at least a couple of models. One where there's one clinic that actually has a staff person that actually there are X numbers of lockers. I know it's 20, 30, 40 lockers at 6th Street. There's another where they just tested it themselves and they put 6-8 lockers, and the kind of the nurse manager just kind of helps people out and they're just kind of testing it. So I actually, I'm not sure, I think what we were asking was up to a certain amount of dollars, because if, and then we're going to be meeting with some of the providers to kind of get a sense of how comfortable they are. I think Paul very eloquently talked about the number of reasons that providers might feel either this is really good or not. And I think your question is a good one. You know, it's one thing when you're going to take medications for 6 to 8 weeks and be cured. It's another thing when you're going to have medications for a lifetime to control them, right? And so, you know, there's a lot of thinking. I mean, and what would be most meaningful for patients? Maybe it's most meaningful a place you go more frequently. Maybe food distribution is a better place than primary care. So there's a lot to think about. So I think this was more just if it makes sense for this year for us to do something and then eventually a pilot study, it's really to kind of say, did you guys like the idea that we might put some money in it if we move quickly? My sense is we may not move that quickly, because it just, particularly if we go more the medical provider route, because it just takes time to think that
through. Yeah, exactly.
But there is a very low-cost option, which would be just to support the agencies to buy the lockers. So it's a good range, yeah.
So I particularly like the fact, like, coming out of the homeless, like, how the suggestion chain is working out. So if it comes in at 35,000, where does the other 15 go? Is it going to go to financial assistance or to insure? Because I think it might be good to have that language built into
Up to 50,000, and then what isn't used could be used for something else.
Where we want the other 3,000 or 15,000 to go?
That small amount, we could easily put it in EFA, I should think.
Yeah.
You may want to formalize that.
Yeah.
So community engagement move this forward as written.
Right.
So
it would be up to 50,000 instead of 50,000, and then if not used for lockers to be used to
EFA. Because EFA could eat all that money. It could eat all 239,000.
Yes.
Yes. Millions of dollars.
And is the move from 20 to 29,000 for the insurer, will that extra $9,000 in insurer will be spent and will be used? Do we need more money in insurance? Is that enough?
The challenge of it is the purchasing of it and the size and storage of it. And we should take out the insurer. I should just say nutritional supplements. We're not necessarily buying insurer, but I want to promote one brand. So they should say nutritional liquid supplements.
Because I like the fact that there's more money going to that, but if whatever's left over from the locker is going to EFAs, I think it's great.
I think... Dean worked the staff, and that was a number that made sense.
Cool.
Thinking through capacities of the agencies to distribute it, and also it's tougher now for the city clinics because the number of vendors that can be used is lessened with the intention of eliminating graft, but it really kind of hand ties this kind of activity, unfortunately.
So if this is to be, it sounds like maybe the most, you're still sort of like investigating the feasibility of piloting something new. This might just be bolstering existing interventions as it is.
It could be zero because everyone's like, hell no, we don't want to do this. And we have more of a conversation like, why don't you want to do this? It could be, yes, five of us want to try it with six lockers each, and then it's probably $5,000, right?
Yeah.
Or it could be someone's like, I really, really like this, and please put it into a proposal. We want to try it. And then we might use closer to the 50K.
Did so you use zero? I know they piloted the phone charging stations and saw how that worked. They were thinking, I don't know if we did or not do that.
Yeah, they did. I know that they did look into it. I don't know what the final outcome of it was, but it did seem...
Go ahead.
No, the what I did hear was that there was some effectiveness research done, and it seemed to be effective.
Yeah.
That was DARPA's kind of take on that. So
I know Berkeley's done something, too, with just storage space.
I think it's a great idea. We've been hearing about it now for a couple of years, and it's great.
Yeah.
Especially if you could follow through and actually see if there's a decrease in viral load when the folks that use it. Evidence always
more just adherence to actually showing up.
Yeah, there we go. The locker.
Yeah, I mean,
let's start with first things first.
At community engagement, this sort of metrics was discussed for actually quite a while. And I think that though this is a Ryan White funded intervention, potentially it does, in the existing intervention, it is more about Hep C and other meds, and this could definitely apply to psych meds, HIV meds, Hep C meds, and there are other metrics aside from viral load that apply to those things. And some of it's just engagement, especially if you're talking about potentially housing this at something like a COE that has wraparound services where you have the apparatus to sort of measure viral load as well as
health,
quality of life,
and
engagement and a bunch of other things. So
I'd like it.
But that might be, it seems like developing metrics might be later down the road and not part of this sort of initial outlay.
So how do we move this forward to just as a recommendation?
You can just recommend to steering with the two edits about using any leftover funds for emergency financial and then removing insurer. And then they can vote on it. Because membership is also going to look at this. So
that's Thursday, right? Yes.
Yeah, so membership, when we go to membership, they're going to basically look at the I mean, they're going to look at this because this is what essentially what community engagement moved forward was this as written, and then we will also let them know that you guys recommended these two edits be made. Okay. So they may just make those edits ahead of steering, and then that motion will just go through the steering.
Okay. So we need to do the whole motion thing.
You can just approve by consensus because you're not actually making a motion. If you were making a motion, I'd need to do a roll call.
Okay.
But you're not.
Okay. Then by consensus.
Agreed?
Well, yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you for the 16, 17
minutes.
Yeah, sure.
And then as far as presentation gallery, there was one question I had. So we put out the email and some folks said they would show up to give a 3-minute presentation at the last council meeting, and was there any response about why no one showed? Because it's just like the rest of the council, when it comes to September, start discussing do we want to move any money? People will always be talking about that.
Historically, there's been historically, it's been a time for the community to come out and speak at the summit, even if it was not maybe the most appropriate. And you're working on changing momentum and changing people's sort of historical perspective on when is the appropriate time to come out and make that statement. And unfortunately, it wasn't really effective. I think that maybe at the summit, if people show up, we can sort of be like, next year. But it's just, how are you...
The way the system is.
People are sort of in a rut as far as when is the time. We did send this out to a number of service providers. Apparently people didn't feel like there was anything. I'm sure if people felt like they were in danger of being cut, then it would have been a different issue. But
or if they thought there was more money out there that they would be getting.
Or if they thought there was more money out there. Yes, certainly. But I think between things like Care Coalition and those people sort of being pretty in touch, the executive directors, and then also FOG, feels like there's a lot more communication than there used to be historically between service providers. So maybe that's why. I really don't know. I think it was just an experiment.
That's a good idea, though. If people do show up for the summit, then that's what we express. Next year it'll be sometime June, July.
Well, also at the summit, sometimes it's consumers, members of the public.
Right.
Of course, we're not going to just put out a call to every member of the public who wants to have...
you're not.
They're welcome to come, and some of them know it and do show up, but I don't think that was the intention.
No.
So I think it was just an experiment to see if making time available for people who that was a more appropriate period before the sort of decision is made, as you well know.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. All right. So the goal is, I guess, we try to do better next year.
Yeah.
All right. If there's nothing else, then the next meeting is August 13th. Same time, same place. And with that, we're adjourned. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so who has a dollar and a quarter they can lend you?
I have a dollar, maybe.